says I'm Marcela Sanchez. Attorney General Pam Bondi is facing lawmakers at a congressional hearing today. During the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, Chairman Chuck Grassley says Bondi has the Justice Department back to its prime mission.
Focusing on crime and getting tough on criminals is a welcome change from 4 years of Biden administration's soft on crime policies.
Meanwhile, Ranking Member Dick Durbin says Bondi's Justice Department is a disaster.
What has taken place since January 20th, 2025 would make even President Nixon recoil. This is your legacy, Attorney General Bondi. In 8 short months, you have fundamentally transformed the Justice Department and left an enormous stain in American history. It will take decades to recover.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney will meet with President Trump in the Oval Office today. His second visit to the White House comes ahead of a review next year of the Free Trade Agreement, which is critical to Canada's economy. Israelis gathered to honor those killed as the country marks 2 years since Hamas's October 7th attack that started the war in Gaza, while indirect peace discussions with Hamas unfold in Egypt. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
In Riem, Israel, a memorial has been set up at the site of one of the attack locations in honor of the victims. Video picks up a man wearing a t-shirt bearing an image of one of the victims at the Nova festival site, while others walk through a moving memorial display. Hamas units had stormed army bases, farming communities, as well as the outdoor music festival, killing some 1,200 people, mostly civilians, including women, children and old adults. 251 others were abducted, around 20 of them are believed by Israel to still be alive. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And gold futures rose above $4,000 per ounce for the first time. This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on which prison Sean Diddy Combs may go to and his chances of a pardon.
Sean Diddy Combs' lawyers want the hip-hop mogul sent to the low-security federal prison FCI Fort Dix in New Jersey to serve his 4-year, 2-month prison sentence, telling the judge the facility's drug treatment program will help him stay clean. Also Monday, President Trump told reporters that Combs had asked him for a pardon, but did not say if he would grant it.
I call him Puff Daddy, has asked me for a pardon.
Combs was convicted in July under the Mann Act, which bans transporting people across state lines for any sexual crime. He was acquitted on sex trafficking and racketeering charges. Combs has been locked up since his September 2024 arrest. His time there will be subtracted from his sentence. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.